Welcome back to another broadcast of the Word for Life radio program. With me in the studio is the co-host of the broadcast and Chancellor of Northern Baptist Bible College, Dr. Les Olala. And Doc, we're sitting in the studio today, continuing our series entitled Giving Thanks to God. This is a topic that we're talking about after we have stuffed ourselves with turkey and sat around and watched the ball games. And I know you actually went down and spent some time with your family and your children and grandchildren. But here we are in the studio with our coffee, our Bibles, and a great topic.
Well, when we think of Thanksgiving, obviously our hearts are lifted up in praise and adoration for the one who made all of this possible. And as we wind down this three-part series on just the thought of Thanksgiving, it is good for us to just pause and praise God.
Amen.
For His goodness, for what He has allowed us to have, for His vicarious atonement, for the victory that He provides, for the virtues that He bestows on us, that we might live to His glory in this world.
You know, we're going to actually talk about that today in our broadcast, because in our first broadcast, you kind of laid the foundation by showing us the Old Testament pattern for this out of the sacrificial system, and you brought it over in a New Testament context by helping us see that we were to do this personally with our own members and our material possessions and really the fruit of our mouth, the words of our mouth. And then in our last broadcast, we really got into a wonderful way in which our giving of thanks, the sacrifice of praise, through giving thanks to others and sharing and doing good, sharing of our possessions and doing good, actually is a sweet-smelling savor to God. And we've been looking at this out of Hebrews chapter 13, verses 15 through 16. Let me read that, and then what we want to do today is actually get into the third part of this series, and that is talking about specific ways out of this text in which we can do what this text is encouraging us to do. So let me read the verse, and then, Doc, you can kind of jump in and kind of unfold it for us a little bit. By Him, therefore, let us offer the sacrifice of praise to God continually. That is the fruit of our lips, giving thanks to His name. But to do good and to communicate, forget not. For with such sacrifices, God is well pleased. And for those of you joining us for the first time, the other two broadcasts are available on www.thewordforlife.org. But in one of those broadcasts, Doco pointed out to us that the word communicate there is the word for sharing one's possessions.
That's the practical aspect of what we apply in praise and worship. Thanksgiving is, first of all, us lifting up our hearts in thanksgiving to God for what He has given to us, and then it is expressed in what we do for the good of others. And that's what I feel is so practical about the text that we've taken and looked at on this Thanksgiving theme. It would be good for us to examine how exactly is worship to be done as far as this Thanksgiving model that the writer of Hebrews has given us.
Well, you were sharing a number of things out of this text before we even got to the broadcast this morning, and I think it would be great for you just to kind of walk through those with our listeners.
Well, first of all, how do we do this Thanksgiving? It is sacrificial.
It's it costs really something.
There's a cost involved. It's the giving of the best. And we saw that modeled in Mary in John chapter 12 and verse 3, where she gave that which was very, very costly to her. It says, Mary took a pound of ointment of spikenard, very costly, and anointed the feet of Jesus and wiped His feet with her hair, and the house was filled with the odor of the ointment. And she was giving praise and worship, thanksgiving to God. And the only way she could express the thanksgiving for what had been done for her is to give the very best that she had in praise and adoration. And this is a sacrificial. It's a giving of the best that we have. And obviously, the gift that was given to us, thanks be to God for His unspeakable gift. And that's a great Christmas text as well.
You know, how can we do less than give Him our best?
And
in all
so
of this?
Thanksgiving of praise, it's a sacrifice that is demonstrated here in verse 15. By Him, let us offer the sacrifice of praise. So, first of all, we do it sacrificially. How do we say thank you? What sacrifice is involved in that thank you that is given. And to me, the demonstration, which we will talk about in a few minutes, of how is that sacrifice transferred for others' benefit. And not only was it sacrificial, it was verbal. We note there that is the fruit of our lips giving thanks to his name.
This is the idea of praise.
Yeah, this is the lifting up, and there are things that are – why don't you just name some things that are –
Well, you had a great list of things that you handed me this morning as we were talking about this that you got out of, I think, the Life Application Study Bible, did
yes,
you tell
Life
me?
Application Study Bible, on looking at this text.
And boy, I tell you, you start looking at the things just here, you know, when you start, you know them in your head, but when you see them listed out, it's powerful. We thank him, we praise him for his majesty. We praise him for giving us salvation, Psalm 96:2, for bearing our burdens, Psalm 68:19. For hearing our prayers, boy, am I thankful for that one, Psalm 66:20. For giving us strength, Psalm 59:17. For his marvelous deeds, Psalm 9:1. For his guidance and his compassion, his righteousness, Psalm 48:10. His enduring love, his enduring faithfulness, his comfort, Isaiah 12:1. His wisdom, Daniel 2:20. His spiritual blessing, Ephesians 1:3 through 6. He has blessed us with all spiritual blessings. I mean, that's a powerful passage. Forgiving our sins, Hosea 14:2, Ephesians 1:7. So when we start thinking and just start listing out all the things that our lips are supposed to be saying thank you for or I praise you for, it's a pretty impressive list.
It is, but oftentimes we don't do that. We don't stop to think. We get up in the morning and we prefer to just have a pity party and look at what I don't have rather than what I have. Mm-hmm. If I had no earthly possession, if I were living on the street as a Christian, these things you just listed
would still be there.
Would still be there and never lost. We will never not have the
these
love of
things,
God. We will never not have the goodness of God. And with our lips, we need to be offering this sacrifice of praise verbally. And that's why I believe it is so good for our gathering together as believers in a local church. What do we do as a congregation? With our lips, we sing praises and offerings of sacrifice of praise unto him in the services. For these attributes, great is thy faithfulness, O God, my Father. Morning by morning, new mercies I see. Thou changest not. Thy compassions, they fail not. I mean, these are verbal expressions with our lips offering these reminders of God's goodness to us. So it was a verbal thing. And then it was continual. What does it say here in the text? Let us offer the sacrifice, their sacrifice of our lips continually.
Now, what was the significance? I mean, I think I know what you're saying, but give me an idea of what that would look like.
I think it would be Psalm chapter 1, where we are commanded to meditate in his word day and night. There's a continual thinking upon his truth.
Yes.
Well, as we continually think upon his word, we are going to be continually thinking upon reasons for which we need to praise him for his attributes.
And my whole focus is off of me then.
Right. Because my continual, the way I am born in my flesh, my continual focus is me.
I know.
And so if I am commanded to continually offer the sacrifice, there's no time for me to focus on me as far as it doesn't mean that we shouldn't get up and take a bath and focus on my shaving and my putting my clothes on and what I'm going to wear. I mean, God expects us to operate in a practical way. And to me, that's what was so good about Jesus, increased in wisdom, stature, favor with God and man. I used to preach a message to teens called How to Be a Well-Rounded Square. And that those four ways in which Jesus grew in Luke 2:52 gives us a balance in life.
Yeah, they sure do.
So there are practical applications. Yeah. But this is to be a continual thinking of my heart. Stay in communication. A good way to illustrate that was I am on the phone with you. The doorbell rings. I say, Just a moment, Dr. Horn. The doorbell just rang. I go and take care of business at the door, and I go back to my conversation with you. When I am thinking on him in praise, okay, now I have to go and teach a class. I can't walk in there in a dreamy look with a dreamy look, and the kids are waiting for you to say something. Wait a minute, I can't talk. I'm meditating right now. No, you take care of business at hand. You go to work. You take care of business that you have to take care of today. But when those moments are free, your thoughts again rise to the Savior who by him.
You said it well before the broadcast as we were talking that in the Old Testament it was a function. In the New Testament, it's a flow, and that's what you're describing here.
Right. It's a flow that comes out of the life, where before the Old Testament function, that was a command.
Mm-hmm.
Now it should be that which comes out of a compassionate response as a flow out of my heart. It's continual, a flow that comes out of the life. But I believe it's tied in with my continual meditation in the Word.
Yes.
Because the two are hand in hand.
Mm-hmm.
If I am meditating on the living Word, it comes out of my meditation in the written word.
Mm-hmm.
And then we see it is to be intelligent. To whom do we give this sacrifice of praise? And we give continually the sacrifice of praise to our God.
Mm-hmm.
It is a continual thing, giving thanks to his name. And when we build our biography of God and we know the multiple names of God, and in our chapels every week, we highlight one of those names of God and the dual titles of God so that the students are meditating in the names of God. So we're giving thanks to his great name.
Yeah, it's an intentional reflection. You quoted a hymn a minute ago in our broadcast today, and I was as you were saying the words, I thought to myself, how many times have I sung those words and not even thought about the implication of what I was singing in terms of what God has done for me.
Yeah, and that's the lips expressing what the heart is feeling.
But I can move my lips and have the words come out. My heart's not even connected.
Right.
And that's why this intelligent step is so important, I think.
I am thinking on him. I am giving thanks to his name.
Mm-hmm.
These attributes that are so crucial.
Mm-hmm.
And then how does it become practical and real? Again, read verse 16.
But to do good and to communicate or to share my goods, to do good and to communicate, forget not, for with such sacrifices God is well pleased.
So now we find that it is beneficial for others.
Mm. Well, Doc, we're going to have to wrap up this broadcast today. And with this broadcast, our series entitled Giving Thanks to God. Those of you listening who have enjoyed the series, you can download the entire series at www.thewordforlife.org. Until the next time that we're together, may the Lord bless you.